I begin my journey in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The path unfolding before me invites me to follow the simple daily steps of the little shepherds in the footsteps of the Passion of Christ. Lucia, Francisco and Jacinta knew how to make their daily life a place for the faithful following of Jesus, and their days became, therefore, a way of the cross, a reflection of the way of the cross of Jesus himself. As I walk along this path, I also follow in the footsteps of the little shepherds, the ground they so often walked to shepherd their flocks. I am near to many of the stones and trees that witnessed their conversations, their prayers, and their faithfulness to the will of God. As I enter this place, I am therefore invited to be silent, letting all the surrounding landscape speak to me of God's presence. Here, on this path, I walk through the stations of the cross, contemplating Jesus' own path of love, the path on which he faithfully embraced suffering, weakness, and death, and saved us. In the light of this redeeming love, I contemplate my own life, my decisions, my weakness, and the frailty of all humanity. I let myself feel the confident certainty that in Jesus, whatever the suffering or situation that may be experienced, no one is alone. I let the example and the love of Jesus challenge me and lead me further in my configuration to Him, just like the little shepherds. If it helps, I can use some text of A Way of the Cross to better meditate the mysteries of the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of Jesus.